Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
Hello, my name is Gary Storm. I am a retired resident of Urbana. The Urbana-Champaign Peace Initiative has arranged for Dr. Izzeldin Aboulaish to come to our community for a 2.5-day visit this weekend. From world press and internet coverage given to the tragic death of three of his daughters caused by Israeli shelling of their home in Gaza in 2009, and more recently from publicity given to his new book entitled I Shall Not Hate, Dr. Aboulaish has come to be known by many simply as the Gaza Doctor. The doctor's story is an amazing one. Born into extreme poverty in a refugee camp in Gaza, his mother and early teachers did everything they could to encourage his pursuit of education, and through a scholarship to study medicine in Cairo, he eventually went on to earn a degree in obstetrics and gynecology in London and to complete a 6-year residency at the Soroka Medical Center in Israel. During and after the residency, he lived in Gaza and practiced medicine in both places, coping with extraordinarily frustrating travel restrictions during his weekly commutes and a paucity of medical resources in Gaza. During this period, however, he gained the respect of many patients and professional colleagues, Palestinian and Israeli, and formed his strong belief that medicine could help bridge the divide between the two groups. Deciding that if he wanted to make a larger difference for the Palestinian people, he needed to acquire management and policymaking skills, Dr. Aboulaish enrolled in a master's program in public health at Harvard University before returning to Gaza and being hired as a senior researcher in a large hospital in Tel Aviv. He was commuting weekly between the two places when his daughters were killed. As stated on the cover of his book, instead of seeking revenge or sinking into hatred, Aboulaish called for the people of the region to start talking to each other. His deep hope is that his daughters will be the last sacrifice on the road to peace between Palestinians and Israelis. After his daughters' deaths, Dr. Aboulaish formed a foundation dedicated to improving the health and education of women in the Middle East. Please find time to listen to and talk with this extraordinary guest to our community. He will be at the Urbana Free Library tomorrow at 11 a.m. and at the Pravina Covenant Medical Center at 3:30. He will also be at Simic, the local Islamic mosque, at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday before appearing live on WILL's Keeping the Faith at 6. There will be opportunities to buy his book and get it signed at most of these venues.
The Public Square is a place for you to comment on whatever subject you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Opinions reflect those of the speaker. For information or to submit a commentary, visit our website, will.illinois.edu.